All right, great. So how everyone's doing? How is everyone doing tonight? I haven't. I don't know. I've just started doing this, but I haven't seen Shakti or Brad in a while. So yeah, how's everyone doing? Let me know.
Well, I'm doing great here. Doing good here.
Great here.
Great here. Haha, Brad, I understand. Yeah. Sounds like we all have some electronic problems, whether water or other related.
No, I fought for Sarah G, okay.
Alright, well, I don't know, just to start us off, does anyone have a topic that they'd like to discuss particularly or anything they want to say? I have some stuff here, but if anyone else has anything, I'd like to start with that. Yeah, that'll be nice, Fred.
All right.
I was wondering, Maitreya, when did you change the layout of the front page? I just noticed that today.
An hour ago.
An hour ago? Yeah, I like it a lot. I do.
Sure. Well, actually, I finished it an hour ago. I was working whole last night on it. And
I see.
Yeah, and actually, Eunice and Tahir were the two people that went in and said, hey, it's changed. Everybody, when I announced it, and they sent their suggestions, and that helped. And so I implemented some of them. And so it's the work of three people, actually. And so it came out to this point. Still, if there is some feedback and some correction or some ideas, they're all welcome. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, that looks good, doesn't it? Much simpler.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. much more of an intro screen, I thought. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
The more professional.
All right. So, in terms of a discussion, I was kind of thinking we could talk a little bit about something that the roundtable has been emailing back and forth for a while about, in a more general sense, because you know them, and you know, you all know them. And Dala has been creating a video, this very sort of long, elaborate, you know, 2-hour and 40-minute video that explains, you know, the basics of all the religions and tries to explain the entire mission teachings, you know, and sum it up all in that time and give the background of Maitreya's, you know, life, etc. It's a very expansive, very ambitious project, and what we've been doing the past, you know, month or two is trying to basically go through it and revise it in a way that makes it 100% consistent with the mission's teaching, so that we can endorse it as, you know, the mission's video and use it to show people in a sort of compact sense what we're about. And we've been running into a few problems in terms of trying to decide essentially how to go about making it perfect, you know what I'm saying, in a complete sense. And so, you know, I wanted to talk about, you know, walking the line between making something perfect or whether, how exactly to balance, you know, perfecting a piece of art and or whether it's even possible to make a piece of art perfect. You know, Maitreya, can I quote from the email you sent? Would that be all right?
Sure, go ahead. Uh-huh. Sure, absolutely. By the way,
excuse me.
Oh, you're right.
I see we have someone else that joined us in the mom members room, and we are full here in the Super IM. So do we all want to go back into the members room so where everyone can be able to hear and participate?
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. It looks like Yosh is here, so.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back.
So Absalom Kiosh. We were in Super IM and our IM room was full, so we are all coming back into this room so we can all participate in here and everything.
Salam, Kiyosha. It's great to see you here. How have you been? I understand. No, it's good to have you, certainly. Is that everyone? I feel Shakti is not... I mean, Tahira is not here yet. Should I wait or just get going? I'll wait. I'll hope she'll just come in, but as I was saying, you know, so I was gonna read out of Maitreya's email. What he says is, he says, here is where the challenge lies. If we do not want to mix the old with the mission new, will we become rigid and occult? This will not be acceptable at all. We will not create a cult. We will create a teaching that will be flexible enough to include everyone. The challenge is to see where the old world cannot be used, and at the same time, we will not become rigid and a cult. So the question being, you know, how do we create perfect works of art when we are still bound by our, you know, upbringings and our backgrounds, and whether that's even possible, or... you know, sort of like that, because we, you know, Mandala is very earnest, and I believe, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but very earnest in your desire to create a perfect video, and so, you know, we've been really trying hard to do this, so the discussion is about how we do that, or, you know, exactly what that means. So the floor is open if anyone has anything to say.
Yeah, we have started with trying to approve music and arts and things like that. And when I listened to the Planetary Party by Santana, I felt it so beautiful. But after we started discussing it, even that came, you know, the conclusion was even that one wasn't perfect. It had different ideas and had, you know, words in it that didn't match our teaching. So no matter what we did or take from the old world seems to not fitting to the mission, and it reminds me of the what Christ said, that you cannot put the new wine to the old skin, and that is also seems to be about this video. We are trying to make it as pure and close to the mission's teachings, but anything we take from the old sound like it doesn't fit. And also we don't want to ignore the other external world and fall on ourselves with him, they and us, and become a cult. So what is the solution? That's what really we like. We are seeking to find that, you know, that place that we can use things from the past at the same time create this video or anything.
One thing that we have found is that our old concepts, our former beliefs, have a strange way of creeping up. Mm-hmm. Let's see. how do I explain this? Whether it is from our own perception or not even recognizing that it is there. Someone else being able to see something and not being able to see it ourselves, or not even realizing that there would be a different perception to it. So I found that to be the most interesting. The fact that to try to create something that is universal in its nature and ability to reach out to everyone, we're even with our own upbringing, we end up having that those glasses on, so where we don't even realize that part of the world would not be able to see or would take offense to something that was written or said. And I think that's the hard part, is how do we know what part of ourself, even if we're talking about all the religions and stating, yes, all these prophets are from the same God, that there is still that division that can be created even without our own intention.
Very true. Yeah, very true.
Yeah, subconscious mind in action, huh? Yeah, overcoming subconscious mind is the challenge we're facing, I guess, yeah.
So is that the, maybe we cannot create, perfect art until we conquer the subconscious mind? Is that the idea, that is what is necessary?
Actually, that is not a bad suggestion. That's one of the conclusions of becoming close to it. Maybe we should first purify ourselves completely out of subconscious mind, and then we probably can see those parts that Hosanna was explaining much clearer.
At the same time, if we keep this in mind, though, in my experience, these kind of processes do help overcoming the parts of the subconscious mind or the things. Because as Hosanna said, you face them. Of course, if you like to, you can see them and overcome throughout the process.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the whole base of the Communist of Light is to listen to other people who see us better than we see ourselves, and open to their suggestions, so we all grow together. At the end, overcome the things we cannot see ourselves. And that is a process of purification which is accelerated hundreds of times more in the community than if individually we think we are purifying ourselves. So you're right in that.
Well, another question that I have, and this gets to the flip side of this question, or the reverse side of the coin. Those who see it, I mean, say we go through this entire video process and we make it as universal as we possibly can with God's guidance. And whenever we start to present this video to others, would they still take offense? Granted, and I'm not just talking about, from their perspective of their own religion and us, shedding new light or a new understanding or the true light of it, but would they take offense to some other aspect of it? Just a question.
I think they'll take lots of offense to it. Some people will, and some won't. Some are looking for that. There are a lot of people that are looking for that. So, once it's presented, you don't. At that point, you don't care. I mean, it's up to the, it's between them and God.
And also a visual, like a video, a visual, like a presentation is pretty strong. They could resist, but it's gonna be in their subconscious mind.
I hope so. But to what you were saying earlier about how universal, when is the old, and sometimes you do have to. I think in the video I tried to present, I did present the old, but the old is the old, and the prophecies are there, and then they talk about the new, and then the end talks about the new. It's kind of a transition. You're still an old man, and you see it all around you, and when you talk to people about this mission, they don't see it, and they don't, they're still attached to old ideas, and sometimes you have to present them in a different way and show them, even from their own scriptures, how they're not correct, their own perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of what I tried to do with the video. And but there are things in there that I realize that probably should be taken out, and they are not from as universal of a view. But there are a lot of things to try to show connections. That's important, and everybody in this room hasn't seen it, so they're not understanding probably what we're talking about.
Well, maybe not the specifics, but I think the general, you know, the idea, the lesson is still, you know, very applicable. And yeah, Kiyosha, I agree, definitely. It's definitely a learning process, and we can all use it to understand the mission better. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to answer the question if they're going to take offense, you know, Mandala answered it very well. If we do God's will to the highest, and we know we got as close to His will as possible, after that, it is not really ours. It's the result is His, that we have just let it go.
So my question is, you know, off of this, is that if, because Maitreya, you always say that, you know, the individuals are imperfect, but the group is perfect. Mm-hmm. So does that mean that if someone creates a video that still has an ego or a subconscious mind, can it be perfected then by the group? You know, if the group then is perfect, or is it already, you know, imperfect at that point? What do you think? Anyone, Maitreya, what do you know?
Well, I let some other people put their input first, and then, of course, I'll come in if I need to. Good question, though, right?
Well, I think, especially for the round table, what you say, Isaac, should be true. Hopefully it is true. Like, as a group, you can let God come true, because I think this is what the teaching says. When Maitreya leaves us, and in between his incarnations, the group, not an individual, but the group, will have hopefully God with them, and, you know, help to find Maitreya, and, you know, until Maitreya is ready to take over again his mission, carry on with the mission. So I would like to believe and see and know that as a group, the round table and then the body could let God come through as high as possible.
Greetings, friends. Could I get a mic check, please?
Shalom, Sean. Yeah, good sound.
Okay, so, you know, I'm trying to, find a crowd that I fit in with, right? It's getting harder every day, by the way. And I'll tell you one thing for sure, though. I don't agree with religion because I believe religion is a control structure. But I do definitely think that we are spiritual creatures. For sure. 100%. So, I'll pass the mic.
Well, shalom, Sean. I'm glad that you chose this room. This is the members meeting for the Mission of Maitreya. We have it every third Friday of the month, and if you're truly searching for some sort of truth, this is definitely the place to be. So, if someone could link in the website, yeah, you should go there and start reading and see if it appeals to you. But the Maitreya is here. He walks the earth now. All the prophecies are fulfilled here, and this is it. So, take a look, please. We're currently discussing a topic about art and how to perfect it and how to create it, truly godly. So.
Okay, I call up that website, right? And the first thing I see is the Star of David and all kinds of symbology, right? Okay, good, fine. Define God. I have my own point of view on this, actually, by the way. I'm just curious to know if it's congruent with yours. Pass the mic.
Well, Sean, the answers you're looking for are all on the website. I would encourage you to read pretty extensively into that before you ask, because I'm sure you can find many of the answers there, and we're currently in a discussion specifically about something. Please look through that first, and if you have any questions after that, you can of course email any of us or come back and we'll speak to you with it. But one more time, I'll give you the mic, but after that we're going to continue discussing.
I'm sorry to have bothered you, actually. I do apologize.
No, I don't mean it. You can certainly stay and listen, But I just mean that the questions that you're asking have certainly been answered on the website, so please do look there first. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Yeah, and certainly stay and listen. I'm sure that this will be interesting.
I'm a prophet, actually. You have a nice day.
Thanks, you too, very much. Okay, in any case, I believe Eunice had just, Sorry, Eunice. What were you saying before? I completely forgot. I apologize.
I believe I was saying the roundtable special as a group hopefully should be able to let God come through in the high sense, because I think this will be a necessity.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think in a way, if I'm not mistaken, that's true for the communities of light as well, that, as a whole they can do things that the individual perhaps cannot. I also agree with what you said in text, Shakti, about, art being sort of in the eye of the beholder. And that's another sort of question that goes along with this is how you balance that with truth, because there's pieces of art that are subjective and that there's a difference between beauty and such, but then there's also things that have to be factual to make sure that people aren't offended and insulted, and drawing the line between that is also very difficult. And so all in all, it's a process of a long process.
That saying only is true if the eye of the beholder beholds God. And also on the topic of the round table, that the body is more perfect than individual, that is actually is the goal of the round table, that the body in it becomes become so close and one with one another that they are willing to expose their ideas and projects and life and everything, so the round table can, you know, work with each other and perfect whatever comes to it. As you said, individual might make something, but they're willing to bring to the round table and make it perfect, because we know the round table is perfect. And also the round table becomes the energy that come from the highest and goes through the system and reaches the communities of light. And of course they receive the feedback from the communities of light, and therefore the system works as the up down and down up, and they help each other to even perfect the whole society.
Oh, and of course, Maitreya would have the final blessing on it. That goes without saying.
Well, if I am not correct, the body says, "No, Maitreya, you are not correct there." But
yeah, even in the teachings, like in the system, it says like the, in fact, it seems like the eldest has the like the whole the power, or but as a body, the elder group, the eldest and the elders,
exactly.
if for some reason the elders' decisions are not like from old age or something like related, like health related or something, could vote down the eldest. I mean, not vote down, but, you know, there's a process even for that in the system. I'm not saying that for much, but...
Hey, I'm in trouble, huh? You guys gonna vote me down, huh?
We called you here to start the process right now.
Okay. I'm abstaining from anything and everything to do with that.
Yeah, you're smart.
Uh-oh. Okay, this is my plan, okay?
But the problem is nobody can vote me down. That I've been chosen by God. Therefore, the only person can fire me is God. Just kidding.
It's true. I wanted, all jokes aside, I wanted to go back to what you said, Maitreya, that it's only in the eye of the beholder if the eye beholds God. Does that mean that, you know, could you elaborate on that? I'm not sure I understand.
Sure. Well, if an artist come and do something or paint something or make a music or present something which is ungodly, and the society support it, that means that society also have forgotten God and put God out. But if the whole humanity and society is godly, and somebody brought something ungodly, they shun him, and such artists never even get the chance to put his name as artist or somebody that is gonna make a lot of money and fame and the things that is happening to a lot of people. So the art that an artist makes has to be godly. The lifestyle should be godly. Their whole society should not accept an art which is made by somebody is not godly. And therefore, if the whole society behold God and the artist behold God, so art become godly. Otherwise, art become a source of ungodliness and change the collective consciousness to accept things which are not godly. In that case, that kind of art is not in the eye of beholder, because the eye of the beholder also is not pure enough to see the purity of an art as godly or not. Therefore, the whole society should become godly first, then we have godly artists, and society only supports such arts. That is when Hollywood even is gonna create movies that is based on God and godliness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, perfect. Absolutely.
It does, and I think also, I think this is a great point for like the process we are in, because like right now, people's third eye, like spiritual eyes being closed, and mm-hmm. the intellectual concepts that creep in, and the dogmas in the society, like the demand for the creating artists, like that is like mostly us being in the business cycle, is mostly like influenced with those kind of concepts, and even the artists and the people that are sponsoring them are looking at the society, and they say, oh, this kind of demand is there, this mm-hmm. sells, this don't, so they have, the businessmen have even power over the artists right now, so and then they use this the selling power to create, you know, ungodly things. And like, I think this is something, maybe what we are creating, like the perfect thing without many things with from the old, or you know, trying to like explain things intellectually, might not have a demand right now, but what the mission, what God is, I think, trying to create is like through the teachings, a much higher, much purer society, so that they will demand things pure and high. So I think we have to watch out for this too. So we cannot say, oh, for what we do, or they will understand what we do, but in fact, people should at least be challenged to see the higher things. Yeah, open up, mm-hmm. go high.
That's right. Well, the businessman really makes things that sells. They don't care who buy them, why they buy them. The only thing they are interested, how much of it I can sell to make more money out of it. If the demand is for ungodly things, they make ungodly things. If we can eventually make the humanity see that God exists and the goal of the life is to become divine and return to God, and all these things that take us away from it are shallow and in our way, what the businessmen are going to do? They're going to create a better cover for dough. I remember when I was young and we would go to the mosque, there was a place that this businessman had all these trinkets for Muslim to sell, you know. They didn't care, because they were Muslim, they were fulfilling Islamic thing. Here in the store, they sell Christian things, because the majority wants Christian trinkets. So they don't care. So even money and business is very powerful way to bring ideas, godliness to even business people. And if they say that sells, that's what they're going to make. Yep. So if we hear something out there, for example, art is in the eye of beholder, we should immediately go to the mission's teaching and say, okay, does that mean any beholder with any kind of eye? And if we accept that, how that's going to affect us and society? So always we have to be watching ourselves to see what we hear, what they say. Is it affecting our spiritual progress, or they are pulling us away from spirituality? It is a very, very thin line that spiritual people walk.
Yeah, so in the end, it goes back to God, always. Everything has to be godly and move towards God.
If you want to go to God.
So in the society now, you know, where the only thing that is godly is yourself, if you are indeed godly, you know, where the businessmen are ungodly and the people looking for art are ungodly, and, you know, your past history may be ungodly if you're trying now, like, as an artist, it's difficult. Oh, salam, Timothy. Nice to see you.
Good question. Anybody has an answer for that?
Oh, I missed the last part. What was the question, Isaac?
Well, you know, in a godly society where everything is godly, then you know, artwork can be godly because it's pulled that way in all directions. But in our society, where, you know, the only thing that's even possibly godly is yourself, if you're working towards that, you know, where the businessmen are ungodly and, you know, your past may be ungodly and, you know, what the people want is ungodly. How do you... I mean, it's much more difficult to create something of, you know, truly godly art, and you know, how do you do that?
Well, I'm gonna think out loud. Like the Paravipra, the elects should be able to. Or could have, like, the you know, what was that, the five types in themselves, so they can relate to the businessmen, they can relate to the all the other types. So, like, the Paravipra should be able to, you know, deal with the businessmen on their terms, and, you know, or they be like the entrepreneurs and start businesses, and following the eternal divine path should be able to, like, create businesses or create art forms and those things that could be an example for the whole, for the others, for the rest of the humanity, by following the eternal divine path, by following the guidance of God, by following the teachings, the lifestyle, you know, and all these aspects, becoming the new man and everything, what is possible? Because, you know, what we are saying is, what the world know is that, you know, they've been at it for the last 12,000 years, and they don't get it. Still, it's collapsing. So we know what does not work, or we should be, at least. The teachings are here, the passes, as we say, you see? Even in the round table, we witness this, you know? Whenever we try to, like, discuss the things, like, when we kind of, like, get out of the straight path a little bit, things get confused, the energy goes down, we start, like, you know, the discussions don't get that effective, maybe sometimes, or at least for a little bit, but then we can come out of it. I think that should be the difference of a group that is following the eternal path and the teachings, because in fact the world has to see what is possible, you know, with God, and that's what they're missing.
if followed that understanding, then I shouldn't have not started the mission at all, because it is so different than this world. I would have said, well, it's going to be difficult to say these things and oppose all the religions and tell them they have some truth, but they have a lot of dogmas and they have to overcome them. So when you are inspired and you are an artist, you have to do what you're called to do, even if nobody wants it. A true artist is true to its own self, and therefore they will manifest what is the most godly and come from the essence of their godliness, and it is according to scriptures and God. And then they have no fear for anything, because when you are godly and you do the will of God, you have no fear, and eventually will prosper.
Also, like, before we finish this meeting, I would like to say I think this challenge is like the true for the artists, like even those that are not in the mission. Mm-hmm. Like, people create some art form, they know, like, it's better, and then the businessman gets their hands on it, and for the, like, if like a scriptwriter, they write something maybe in a much higher state, but then the director comes in, then the executive producers comes in, and they thinking, you know, in the business mind, what sells and what doesn't, maybe that work being created at the end is not as high as like a book. You could read a book and it should be a lot better, and then you go watch the movie about the book and you say, well, it's not as good as that, because they changed things. And so I think these artists are going through the same challenge as what we are going in the roundtable, but our differences, our executive producers, the roundtable, the director, Maitreya, I think, is, the difference is now he's trying to make the artists say, well, we're not going to change it like what sells, but what is godly. So that's, I think, our difference. But the challenge is the same, I guess.
Also, that goes again with the original question. If we can change the society and society become more godly, the more godly artists will be more recognized than those who are not. So it's a kind of a catch-22. We have to become godly and in all levels, and at the same time society is not ready for it. We have to make the society godly so we become more godly, and eventually when the critical point reached, it's gonna flip to our favor. And also, if you really let your essence come through and you make something perfect, I promise you it will prosper. So this mission will prosper because not only it's from God, it's perfect. It's the perfection will eventually overcome any other obstacles. So it's kind of a struggle. No pioneer ever did anything which was easy. You know, the first people who came to the United States, they didn't have as much fun as the people now might have. You know, they struggled, almost died. All of them died the first, winter. So we can see that, of course, it's harder if you're a pioneer. But also, you enjoy because you have found something, it's so unique. Just like that treasure in the field. So it's a struggle, but we have to stay pure and true to our essence, to God and His words. Whatever happened after that, it really doesn't matter at all.
Well, amen to that.
Okay.
Does anyone have anything else? That pretty much sums it up for me. I have nothing.
Yeah, I think maybe if no one else has anything to add, it might be a good place to end the meeting again.
Yeah, so speak now or forever hold your peace. Great. Thanks for coming, everyone. Shalom.
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 Shalom.